This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I did cause all the problems, okay. But then I apologized. Okay. And then I think we're good now. I believe my purpose here on Earth, I'm a bullshit police officer. Okay. I'm the bullshit police. All of you have either quit or been fired before. Andrew, did you quit?
A little of both.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Stassi Schroeder and Mercedes Javid join the show. We talk about moving to Tarzana, shady edits, and perks of dating a doctor. I can't believe I finally got you on this show.
Live.
Let's talk about, because there's been speculation that I stalked you at Jackie Schimmel's party and held you hostage.
Wait, truly?
We all saw it.
Because I felt like when I talked about you on my podcast, I felt a little stalkery. Like I was going to scare you off. So I'm happy to hear that it was the other way around.
Wait, did you talk about me on the podcast before you met me or after?
No, afterwards.
Oh, see.
I was like, I had the best night.
See, I stalked
Jeff
you first.
Jeff Lewis is a doll. He's so lovely.
He's so drunk. I went there with three or four different friends. It was like Carney, Doug. Were you there, Shaney?
Yeah, me and Brogues.
Oh, and you and Brogan. Okay. Yes, because we went to the wrong house initially.
Right.
You heard about that, right?
Yes, I did hear about that. And Jackie should have decorated her house for the holidays. Yeah.
And
agreed.
Invited the neighbors.
You know.
Agreed.
And yes.
You're right. Thank you. I went to the house on the left because all the Christmas lights were up.
Exactly.
All the holiday lights. So what Doug was saying yesterday, which did you meet Doug Buden, our co-host?
Yes.
At the party.
I did. Because I met you and then I met somebody else. So I'm assuming it's Doug. Yes.
I did a very possessive thing, which is when I was speaking to you, and it was not conscious, but I turned.
You ignored him.
Yeah. Well, okay. I ignored everybody. I turned my back to everyone else. So you were kind of, I was like facing the wall and you were facing me. So I, in essence, subconsciously blocked everyone else from coming over.
Factual. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what Doug said. And I said, I didn't realize I did that.
You know what it was giving? It's like if you were straight and I were single, it would have been like, look at those two lovebirds. You know, they're having a real connection. Let's not bother them.
And then that cock blocker, Bo, showed up, your husband.
Checking on you.
Was like, what are those two talking about for 2 hours? But what I love about you is that we did end up in the kitchen later. After all the food had been put away, eating hot dogs.
Yes, because I always forget to eat at a party. Always. It's like, how do people remember to do it? I'm too busy making sure I'm like, my martini's filled, trying to socialize, you know, do my best work. And then I forget to eat and I end up hungover the next day. So thank you for you, for being you.
You're welcome. I don't forget to eat at all. I want to eat the second I walk in. Here's the thing. I don't want food in my teeth. I don't want like something. I'm a messy eater, so it's going to end up on my shirt or my sweater. And then also, I don't want bad breath.
I don't want ugly. Okay. I'm an ugly eater. I also can't control myself. So if I have one hot dog, I'll want to have another one. And
it was
then
hard
it's
not
all
to.
Over my face.
It was hard not to. We just had one, Stassi and I. But it was hard not to have
another. Because you had each other. Because you still had to hold each other accountable.
Accountability coach.
Exactly.
This is the thing. I carry clutches to parties. And so I only have one free hand. And I would prefer a cocktail to be in that hand.
It's interesting because that's a pretty bag you have today. Who makes that bag?
Thank you. Bottega.
It's very pretty. And it's a little pop of color
exactly.
With your outfit. And I understand because you're like, oh, in the picture, I need to carry my clutch.
Yeah.
Because I get it. Otherwise, the outfit would have just been
like
a little drab.
Yes.
A little drab.
Thank you.
Not drab.
I was just gonna go with understated.
Sorry,
you know,
that's what I meant.
Classic,
chic, elevated.
No, it's
slime.
No. You look very cute today, but
you
yes,
wear
you
all
needed
gray
the color
90% of the time. So I don't know
actually,
who you are to talk shit.
That's true.
You guys are twinning right
it's
now.
It's a vibe.
Mm-hmm. Black and gray, and black.
Traitors, episode 3 is streaming now. 4 comes out tomorrow.
I was wrong. 4 is streaming now. 5 comes out tomorrow.
Friday. I'm so glad I got all this information correct.
No, it is Thursday.
Whatever, it's streaming. Whatever, mm-hmm. Traitors is streaming right now.
Yeah, totally.
Now, obviously you sign an NDA. You can't tell us anything. We don't know how long you stayed. We don't know if you won. We don't know anything. However, she's just said to us
that she had the best time ever. Best experience of her life.
Of her life.
Is it because you were in a castle?
Is it because you won?
Maybe no, that's not the reason.
Because you got paid a shit ton of money because you were there almost to the end.
It's castle vibes.
I know it. So for everyone listening at home, Jeff has been telling Stassi that she needs to be back on television all morning. And so Stassi said, I wouldn't want to do Traitors. And I said it was actually a great experience. So that's the only reason why I said what
nope,
I said.
But you said best experience of your life. And you have a child. You've given birth.
True.
You've experienced motherhood. But you led with this one.
It was very private. That comment was never meant to make the air.
Well, they just gave us a speech in here that anything we say,
yeah,
that could go on the air.
Yes.
You know, I never expected it to be something that would change me in my real life going home. But there's something about the way I had to communicate to defend myself, which I feel made me a more direct person.
Okay.
So I do like the outcome that it made me more like time is of essence, go straight through the front door, no side doors. All
right. And you were the first person to call out the traitor, Dan. Mm-hmm. So
one of the traitors.
I feel like you're good at like seeing the bullshit.
You're very intuitive. I've noticed that about you.
Are you a Cancer?
I'm a Leo. Okay. Almost a Virgo. I want to be a Virgo.
She's a very protective friend.
I love
that.
And
she will be like, watch out for this person. Watch out for that person. And you're always right.
I love that.
Now that I look back, mm-hmm. every time you've warned me, you were right.
I love that for us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who have you warned him about?
Who haven't I warned him about?
I don't think we should say any names.
No. That's why.
I can tell you off air.
Okay. When we leave the room.
Outside. Yes, okay. When we leave the room because they're videoing right now.
I want to add to Shane, there's things that you do experience in the castle that you can't say, but you're thinking. So like, even if I said I suspected Dan, there were so many other things that I suspected that I didn't share because I didn't want to get, you know, murdered.
Well, all right. Can I ask you, there seems to be a lot of B-roll shit. That would drive me crazy. Like where you're walking in the castle and then now there's all that B-roll where you...
Oh, I miss a good
a lot
walk
of walking.
Up.
Yeah, the
I
walk
I miss
ups,
a good walk up.
And then they're
your
like...
steps must have been going crazy on your
all the
iWatch.
Interviews, all that. That seems
they
to be taxing.
They take the iWatch away. Yeah,
a lot
very,
of confessionals.
Very long days. Yeah. Those happen all day and you could be... This is like the most interesting part of the show is that if you got murdered... You still have to wake up and await for breakfast, and they'll just tell you like you're not going to breakfast if you've been murdered, and that's insane. Like it's a lot of time and it's very nerve wracking.
Interesting.
Well, be careful about don't say too much because I don't
want
you to get in trouble.
Did I just say too much?
No, but you're on your way. You're on your way. So I just want to be.
I'm.
Now, I saw the new Vanderpump Rules spinoff. So, I mean, everybody knows who you are. But for those of you who don't, you were on seasons 1 through 8, correct, of Vanderpump Rules?
Yes.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I was a very big Vanderpump Rules fan. And of you, too.
Okay. But you were.
Yeah. Well, this is what happened. Okay. When you left, when Jax left, when Kristen left.
I didn't leave. Let's just.
Whatever. Yeah, but you were. When you left the show, yeah. Whatever, I stopped watching. Then I had to check back in this last season, obviously, for Scandaball.
Duh. Yeah.
And I mean, that show was dying a slow death.
Yeah.
And it's really revitalized the show. And now I'm looking forward to the next season, which is, what is it, season like 11 or something?
I believe so, yes.
So then, because of the popularity of Vanderpump Rules, they're now spinning off
The Valley.
The Valley, which... So it's Jax, Brittany, Kristen. Does she have a boyfriend?
Yes, she does.
And when I heard the announcement, first of all, I was very excited about it. But then I was like, where the fuck is Stassi? And then I was mad at Bravo, like, you know, just secretly mad at Bravo, that they didn't have you and Bo on. And then when I talked to you this morning.
It's not Bravo's fault.
It's not Brava's fault at all. It's your fault. You turned it down.
Well, I was asked to film the sizzle reel.
What does that mean?
You know, to,
why? Like, you're a proven talent. Why would they need a sizzle reel?
Well, they filmed a sizzle reel to like show what this show would be.
You'd be involved into the sizzle reel of the valley. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once like this idea was brought up and they were like, okay, we're going to film a sizzle with all the people that would be on it. Will you be on it and film the sizzle? And every fiber of my being voted no. Like, truly. Like, that's.
And is it because you don't want to work with the same people again?
It's a lot of different reasons. First of all, it wouldn't be a reflection of what my reality is. Like, I'm.
How do you know?
Because I'm not friends with anyone. Oh. You know, it's just, it's not my group of
friends. You're not friends with any of them anymore.
I'm friendly with some of them. I'm acquaintances with some of them. And some of the new ones, too, like, I think are lovely. But it's not my crew.
But you don't have to pretend to be close friends. I mean, you probably would become closer while you're filming together.
But
I'm just playing devil's
to.
Advocate.
But I don't want to. Like, okay. I don't want to have to go and do things that I normally wouldn't do. I don't want to disrupt the life that I have right now because I really like my life right now.
Yeah. Like, so you have two children.
Yes.
You have a five-month-old baby.
Four and a half, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you have a three-year-old toddler.
So cute.
So that was one of the reasons we were talking, because you guys have kind of outgrown your house already in the sense of it's not really kid friendly.
Not at all.
It's a gorgeous house.
I love it.
It's up in the Hollywood Hills.
Yes, I wake up happy and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this house so much. But there's just no, there's.
I was in the same position. I had a great house that I loved up in the hills. And if I was single, I would have never left that house. Mm-hmm. But I'm without a child, but I have a child. And so there was no yard, there was not a blade of grass, and I had to make the move for her.
Yes.
You and Bo are now considering, like, we got to make the move for the kids.
Indeed, we are. Are you going to help me with that?
Yes, I am. I told you I would.
I was.
Do you want to talk about Tarzana again?
No, I wanted to say
Bo brought up Tarzana yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yes, he literally was like, look at these places. You can still live in the hills, Stassi.
Here we go.
I love a view. Yeah. I love a view. That it just does something for my mental and emotional like health and well-being. Like, I love a
fucking view. You need
a yard.
You need a yard for
those
kids.
But I know I need a yard. And so he said, in Tarzana, you can have both.
Does he know? Has he been listening to me? Because I am.
Here we go.
I am, first of all, the deal queen. I work so hard. You are lucky to have. Anyone is lucky to have me because I work so hard. I care so much. I would love to help you find your next house.
I would love to have you
but
help
why
me.
Why don't you tell her about Tarzana? Because you tell everybody every time.
Are you going to sell me on Tarzana?
It's the new Encino.
Yes, it
That's
is.
All she says.
When you're driving, Bo, I hope you're listening. When you're leaving Encino and you're entering Tarzana, it's so seamless. It's so beautiful.
It's right there.
There's so much bang for your buck. Yes.
Sometimes I don't even know. Am I in Tarzana or am I in Encino? I don't know. It happens so quick. It really does.
It does. And then you're in Woodland Hills.
Yep.
Then
and then Woodland
Art
Hills.
Project.
Woodland Hills it's nice too. And you get even more for your money.
Okay.
That mall is
But no, she can.
Well, she can get a good amount of money for that house, her house that she's living in. So she could go to Studio City. She could go to Sherman Oaks. She could go to Toluca Lake.
Sherman.
You've got a lot of options.
No.
But you probably have to go to the valley.
She wants a view. You're not listening.
Yeah.
There's no view in Toluca Lake.
She knows her clients' needs.
I know, but she needs a yard for the kids.
Studio City is not going to give her a yard or
Sherman Oaks.
Studio City's out.
Sherman Oaks is priced out, honey.
It's too expensive now?
No, exactly. And you want
all right,
opportunity.
Fine. Tarzana.
Opportunity.
Encino or Tarzana?
A nice big house. Yes, and then you can move to wherever. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. Thank you.
Are you ready to do this? You ready to make this move?
I feel like next year is when I'll be ready to make this move. 2024,
when the baby's crawling and now he needs a yard. Because right now he's just a baby. You don't have to worry about it. But when he starts crawling around and he needs a yard.
I also still want to hold on to this house a little bit longer. I love it.
So what about Hartford? Like, where does she play?
I mean, at the park.
Yeah, that's what I had to do. That's what I had to do when I was living at that house. We had to go to the park every single day.
Yeah. I mean, she's in school, and then after school, it's the park.
You do the park no matter what, because they have, like,
all the things.
Yeah.
Unless you have a park.
Well, I built a park at Valley Vista.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but.
And thank God, because when we were, you know, we had spent COVID there.
But then
I had my own park.
But there's other kids. You interact. You get out of the house. You take a drive. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fun. You pack a little picnic.
Park life.
Can we just be open-minded to this valley? Let's let season one come out. Let's see what it looks like. And then you could consider joining.
No. No.
All right. Well, Well, I mean, I guess we'll continue to talk
actually,
about this.
I have a couple follow-up questions. So right now, you're close with Kristen?
No, I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm not close with Kristen. We're friendly. We text every now and then, but that's kind of it.
Jax?
No.
Okay. So, like, if it would have made more sense if she had a bond with them.
Wait, when they filmed The Sizzle, I was still friends with everyone, and I still was like, no. Like,
but what about the Vanderpump Rules people? Are you friends with them?
A few of them.
Which ones?
Lala.
Love Lala.
Yeah,
we love
Katie,
Lala.
Tom Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
Raquel.
Sheena. I mean, I talk to them every now. Like, I talk to Sheena every now and then. Like, her kid came to my kid's birthday party. I'm just, my life is not the way that it used to be. Like, I'm not in this group. I don't have time to just be in this group of friends that goes out all the time and gets to do whatever they want.
But maybe the Valley's going to be a different vibe.
It's not, because I know what they do on a regular basis, and that's not what I do.
This is okay. So we'll talk about this later. But I just said to you, you obviously have a lot of goals, and I do believe you'll achieve those goals. Mm-hmm. But sometimes a platform helps us get there a little quicker.
So I want to know, what tea can you spill from this ratchet show, The Valley?
I'm not spilling any fucking tea. No, that am I allowed to curse?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm not. It's not my place. I'm not involved. Like, yeah. I just don't. Fuck. Like, when am I going to be able to move past people asking me about Vanderpump in the Valley?
We're going to move past it right now.
Honestly, it's going to go on.
Sorry.
I'm preparing myself for like a full year of people asking me about this. And it's fair. People are wondering. Like, I understand.
But
it just feels like I haven't been a part of this world for 4 years. And it's like, I still am tied to it.
The one thing I said to you, though, is you said, because we've all signed those horrible Bravo contracts at one time, mm-hmm, or another, right? But when you become established talent and you go back to renegotiate, you could get some carve-outs. So if you want to do other things, if they really want you, which I would imagine they would.
Jeff.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Trust, I know what I'm doing. Trust,
yes, fine,
that
trust
I have a vision for myself and my life and a vision for what my family's life is going to be like.
Fine,
and
I'm
it doesn't fucking involve the Valley.
I was going to say, in your defense, I can feel that you want to protect the life that you have and that you don't have a motivation to like go back and do that. Because like, I relate. Like, when we have this arena, and we were saying, Jeff, you get to be yourself on your show, Hollywood Houselift,
mm-hmm,
and you don't have to do anything, yeah, that's going to make you feel dirty.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. The Valley, it's just like Vanderpump Rules all over again. Like, people betraying each other, doing dirt. Like,
and
it's not,
I will say,
my vibe.
I feel very safe and very protected with Amazon. They really want the show to succeed. And, you know, I'm sure there were times where I was probably, you know, douchey or an asshole or whatever. But they don't, you know, fortunately, they protect me. Mm-hmm. And they're not interested in people disliking me and the show not doing well. But this show does well for different reasons. I mean, flipping out, it was a whole different, you know, vibe, really. But I will say, Bravo, and I'm very grateful to them.
So am I.
But they do have, like, and I know it's a very big platform, but sometimes they tend to think that we need them more than,
well, that's
they
the
need
way
us.
That you're treating me right now. You are treating, ooh, me like I need Bravo more than,
no,
they
I
need,
just think you need something.
God.
Not Bravo. And here's the thing. If you were on the Valley, and what did I say to you? I said, if you're on the Valley, now all of a sudden there's a platform. Now they're going to ask you to do House of Villains. Now they're going to ask you to do Traitors. Now they're going to have you do Life on Mars.
I don't want to do House of fucking Villains. No one's listening to me.
No, I told you, I get the same questions. People are like, so what are you going to do now? What's your next show? Are you going to do that thing with Gigi and Reza? And I'm like, that isn't for us. Like, after you do it for so long, it's not like, oh my God, what are you going to do? It's like, I'm doing what I'm wanted to do all along.
Yeah, I'm like, really, I'm good right now. I don't think that reality TV is over for me. I think at some point there will be something that aligns with where I'm at and I feel good about it and I want to do it.
Yes.
But right now,
I just don't want it to be in a retirement community.
Oh, shit.
I want it to be sooner than later.
The Villages.
Well, why don't we pitch a show with us? Like, it's going to be more on brand with like people that aren't like toxic toward each other.
That also wouldn't be a reflection of my reality because we don't, all us four hang out. So there's that.
This is not going to help my case. But I was supposed to film today for Real Housewives of Orange County.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And it was like a big lunch with Shannon, and they wanted me to do it because I'm very close to Shannon. I know all the details of the accident, the John Jensen relationship. I know everything. Like, we're pretty close. So it was going to be kind of an important deal, I think, you know, for us to kind of sit down and discuss all of these things. That was what I understood. Well, they feel like, I guess, that I need them because when we did the release, they wouldn't indemnify me. And in turn, they want me to indemnify them. So what that means is basically if I say something and I get sued, they're not going to protect me. They're not going to insure me. They're not going to do anything. And then in turn, if I say something, they expecting me to be responsible for mm-hmm. if they got sued. Mm-hmm. So I was like, my attorney's like, I don't really know what you're getting out of this here. You're not being paid. You got a TV show. You got a radio show. Why do you need to do this? And I said, well, I wanted to help Shannon, but if they're not going to protect me, and then I was thinking, if in the edit, they could make me, I don't know, they may not protect me in the edit because they've got nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. I have everything to lose. They have nothing to lose because they want to indemnify me, and they want me to indemnify them. So I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. Why would I do this?
Yeah, you really are. And it's like, you're hurting your case. Yeah.
So is that a new thing?
But, you know, why would I do that? Like, if I need to know that they're on the hook too. So that way in the edit, if let's just say, God forbid, I say something defamatory, that they'll keep it out so nobody gets sued.
Right.
But if they're not indemnifying me and they're going to make me indemnify them, I don't feel protected. I don't feel safe. I'm not doing it.
Wait, right. Is this a new thing?
No, this is, and by the way, my attorney's like, Jeff, every show you've ever done
is like that.
They indemnify you.
Okay.
Every show you've ever done.
So it is a new thing.
Well, it's a new thing for them not to do it. I don't know. But see, here's the thing. It's outside counsel, and maybe they're not. They don't understand. I don't know. Hmm. But that's what happened.
So you're not going?
I'm not going.
What's Shannon's event?
I'm going to.
Oh, you probably can't see.
What? Shannon's. It's not an event. It was just like a.
Just to maybe like a.
Hangout.
Yeah, hangout, sit in her sitting room.
What are you going
to talk about things?
I think we're going to go to lunch.
Oh.
Did it hurt Shannon's feelings? Was she upset about
Shannon
it?
Shannon totally understands why I'm not doing it because of what happened with her with Heather McDonald and Tamara.
What happened?
She did a podcast and she wasn't protected. They didn't edit it and she ended up getting sued. She got sued and Tamara got sued.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
Whoa.
You
got to
be very careful when you do these podcasts.
That's why, you know, everyone.
You shouldn't be here.
Spilling tea is not the vibe anymore, you guys. You're going to get sued.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
My cat Rachel is the silliest cat I know. One time, she played inside a paper bag for 3 hours. What a mystery. Yeah. But I'm glad her health isn't. Thanks to the color-changing litter from Fresh Step Crystal's Health Monitoring Litter. This premium color-changing litter has pH-activated crystals that can help me detect potential illness early. That makes it easy for me to stay on top of her health and well-being. I may not understand all of Rachel's silly quirks, but I can keep up with the important things. Find Fresh Step Crystals Health Monitoring Litter at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
All right, so let's talk about Vanderpump Rules. No, just kidding.
Oh, my God.
No, just kidding. All right, so I've been, we discussed that I have been single for 3 months.
Yes.
And I have, I am dating again. Now, we have, the last, I think, week or two, people have been dragging me because.
For real?
Well, you, co-hosts, have been dragging me because I have just been a little rusty, but I'm working things out.
Okay.
I'm learning what to do and what not to do. Now, there is someone worse out there than me. And I have found him. He is a friend of mine who I've worked with for over 10 years at the tile store. He's the tile salesman guy.
Okay.
Love him. He's really nice. And I've always liked him because he's very open and honest. And he's a nice looking man. We're about the same age. He's going through a terrible breakup. He's with somebody for like 10 years. And he's only been broken up for a month. And he's not in a great place.
Yeah. Oh, he's
so
in it.
He's in it. And I keep telling him, like, it is. I know it's only been a month, but I said, I think within the next month you need to start dating. And I said, I promise you, you're going to feel better at about month 3, because that's when I like turned it around. It was month 3. So
like yesterday,
like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. So he's been telling me, now he's like me, where he's a bit of what I love about him. He's an open book, but we don't know how to play the game. So he's not very mysterious, he's too available, and he's worse than me. And so so he's had a couple bad experiences. Like, he's a really sweet guy, but he seems to find the wrong people. Like, things are going really well, and he's having like nice conversations with someone that he met on Tinder, and then the guy will say that I want to eat your shitter like an apple fritter. So then, you know, things like that. So
your friend says that?
No, he didn't say that.
Okay.
He's like, Jeff, I met this really nice guy and we had all these conversations and then this happened.
Right.
So it's been that. And I feel bad for the guy. He just has not had good luck. So he told me yesterday, and I never even knew this existed, on Tinder, when he's on Tinder, apparently he was talking to someone and his message was so long that Tinder reached out to him.
No.
Like an AI feature risk of some kind, and said that you, okay, no, they said it was an AI feature that said your text is a risk of being unmatched by someone.
Oh, shit.
Tinder told him that.
My.
That's how long the message was.
Wow.
Tinder.
Like, honestly, careful. Good for Tinder just looking out for,
I
know,
agree.
Its users.
I agree. It makes me want to be on Tinder. I won't need Shane anymore because Tinder will tell me.
Somebody has to.
Right.
AI should. I didn't know that either. Yeah, I told him that he was oversharing and then he's like, scale it back.
Yes. Okay. This is the thing. Unless you find someone who's just as earnest as you are, you know?
Okay.
Like, you find another oversharer.
But that's
no, that
two
would never
people
work.
Doing the extra long text,
you know what,
and the triple text. I can't.
My friend Crystal Lamas, one of the smartest things she's ever, probably the smartest thing she's ever said, which was yesterday, because she heard what was happening with me and the, you know, all the texts and everything. And she said, Jeff, an overthinker needs a good communicator. I'm an overthinker.
Okay.
Okay.
It was very wise.
Very wise. Especially if you met Krista, you'd be like, what? Once in a while, she says really smart things. So, and I actually really thought about that. There is, there's a guy in Chicago that I went out with that I've been talking to. And he never leaves me guessing. He gets back to me right away. I never have to read between the lines. And I'm so chill with him.
I'm so chill with him because he's available. He communicates. Mm-hmm. And it is so true. It's the ones that don't respond for 2 days, that don't give me any information, mm-hmm. that I'm like sitting and waiting, like, is he going to call me again? Like, you know, it's those guys that make me nuts.
Of course.
They're doing the dance.
Out of curiosity, thinking about your long-term relationships, have they started bumpy or have they been... The communication's just been easy.
They start Excellent bumpy, they question. End bumpy. The entire relationship is bumpy. Not,
but like the communication at least. Like, do you feel like when you've met these people, it's been like, oh, it just locked in for us. Like we just were aligned. Okay, so this is normal for you.
I tend to move quickly. I tend to like, if I know what I want, I just pursue. So I tend to move quickly, but that could be off-putting for people. Mm-hmm. So that's why I have to, you know, relax
Moving
a little
in
bit.
On the second or third date.
Well, also, Jameson, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Jameson, I think, did that dance with Franck, right? You guys would, like, leave each other on red.
Oh, no, no. It was super. This is my boyfriend of almost a year.
Go ahead and tell her the story.
He's great. That's the story.
And what else?
Jeff likes that he's black because I'm in an interracial relationship and he thinks that
it's great for the
elevates
show.
The show.
It's great for the show.
Gives us some diversity. But actually, conversely, when we started chatting, it was very easy. We were just very aligned, and that's how I knew that it was something good.
No games, no dance.
No games. Nope.
It just went a little slow for me.
It did.
But obviously it worked out for them because they're, you know, they're together and they're happy. But it did move a little slow, Stassi, and so slow that there were some red flags in the beginning that
for Jeff.
For me.
Yeah, I'm like, are we talking about
talking about me.
You're really involved.
There are some red flags. He went to, you know, when they were dating. He went to
Anyway, it's not a big deal.
He went to Puerto Vallarta with a bunch of gays, and the gay chorus was there from Canada, and he was in a Speedo.
Childhood friends.
Is that a red flag?
No, it was fine. Everything's totally fine.
I found it to be a red
flag. We were forced to kind of take it slow because we just found each other. We were very busy in the beginning, and it was actually helped us, I think, because we really had to take our time.
That was me and my husband.
Impulsive.
You started slow?
We started slow. I have always been like you, Jeff, like where I rush into everything. I'm so intense in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like we move in together within like 2 weeks.
Yep.
And if you
look should be.
If you look at my track record, not so great. Not so great. It's out there for everyone to see. And with Bo, I did everything differently.
I'm I guess we're not going to know because you won't be on the Valley. Guess we never know. Let's just take your word for it. But I am learning. And yesterday, I did much better. So I thought she was my entertainment attorney, but she's actually become my pimp, Marlo. And she just, every time she's like, I got somebody who wants to go out with you. I'm like, literally, like, she set me up Monday, and then yesterday she set me up again with a real estate agent, and she's like, he wants to go out with you, give him a call.
Marlo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I text him.
Girl's girl.
But my texting was much better this time around.
Thanks to me, frankly.
What?
Jeff, so it was like the first text, it was like, hey, I'm Jeff, I got your number from Marlo, like, I think, you know, do you want to go out sometime? And then, like, we wrote a great text, and then Jeff was like, okay, so now do I tell him where I live? I was like, why?
Okay,
chill.
In my defense, there could be a whole show about my text. In my defense, I'd said, like, hey, well, he had reached it. Well, you're right. You're right.
It was first text, hey, I'm Jeff.
I didn't need to tell him where I was. You know what? I was thinking ahead again because I was already anticipating him be like, yeah, when? But then I didn't know where he lived. And I was like trying to think of where I would go. But yes, you're right. I was going to give him too much information. You told me you don't need to tell him where you live right now. You don't need to say what city.
Not in the first, hi, I'm Jeff.
You're right.
Message.
You're right. So I sent the text, and then I waited until like the third
hi,
text.
I'm Jeff, and I live in Westwood.
You're right. I was trying to be like clear and thorough, but you're right. It was too much.
I mean, I do kind of understand, not the first text, but like living in L.A., you do need to throw out where you live right away. Because if I were to have like met someone who's like, I live in
Tarzana
or Venice, you know, something that takes a long time to get there, I'd be like, this isn't going
to
work out. So like, let's not even start because we just don't live near each other.
It's not that it's not going to work out. It's just I'm not, you know, you've got to plan because you're not going to the Valley at 5 p.m. Right?
Right.
If they live like deep in the Valley, you're looking at a weekend date. You're not looking at a weeknight date.
So when it's time to plan,
unless it's like 8 o'clock.
So when it's time to plan the date, we can talk about that.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I was already planning it. Right. You're right. Okay. So I didn't say that, and it actually the text exchange went fine.
Phew.
Yes.
I think you, thanks to Shane from listening yesterday.
You're right.
I think you have such a big network of friends that are willing to take your call and hear you out that you have to treat the boys like in their own category. So if you have to vent, call a friend.
Yes.
Funnel your feelings and thoughts to all your friends.
Thank you. You're right.
Or your listeners.
Yeah, I do that. They're sick of hearing about it, though. No, they are
tell
ready.
Us the story
again. They're so over it. They're over it. But you know, we're going to have to get used to it because until I'm, you know, until I'm like
Buddha.
Partnered with somebody, there's just going to be daily dating stories. It's just the way it's going to be.
We're here.
So maybe they go. Maybe you should listen to Jess Cagle for now.
Do you feel like the more you talk about it on the show, though, does that make your potential suitors run for the hills?
No, it doesn't
run. They like it?
No, what it is, what I've learned, because a couple people who are single right now are like, how are you dating so much? I'm like, I basically do a commercial for myself every single day.
Right.
So I'll get like, you know, people DM me. So if I keep telling people that I'm single, then they DM me.
Okay.
I don't need a matchmaker. I don't need an app.
Do you have a date today?
No, but I have one tomorrow with a doctor.
Oh, what kind of doctor?
Pain management.
Oh, that's
good. You know what that means? Ketamine. I don't care what he looks like.
Are you going to ask him about the thumb in the butt? Are you going to ask him?
Oh.
I think
I might be paralyzed. Can you check? No, what happened is when Nicole Ryan was on the show, she was in a serious accident, and the paramedics thought that she might be paralyzed, so they put a finger up her rectum to see if her bowels would respond.
To see if her sphincter would react.
Right.
She got fingered paralyzed. In the ambulance.
And it's in her ass.
And she remembered it. And she
remembers it. But I don't think it was the paramedics that fingered her. I think it was a homeless guy when he waited. I do, when she was waiting for the ambulance. I do. Because she was in and out of consciousness. It could have been anybody that fingered her.
Wow. All right.
Lucky.
So, where date with a doctor. Yeah, what kind of a doctor?
We just said he's pain management.
Sorry, that's what.
But, like, what does he do? And where does he live?
Yeah, no, where does he live? Now I want to know that.
That's
yeah.
true. I do too.
The marina.
Oh.
That's fucking far.
I know.
Nope. I vote no. Sorry. Sorry.
I have a really good opportunity for you in Marina Del Rey.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.